Each Thursday on the program, we catch up with one of the characters of the Virgin Australia Supercar Championship. And this year, one of the, I guess, the features of the championship is that there are a number of rookies. There's new teams and new drivers going around for the first time. Some of them have performed at lower levels. Some of them have been co-drivers in the Enduros in the past. But they're making a real mark, and it's almost a changing of the guard in supercars this year. And one of the blokes that is leading that is Todd Hazelwood, and he joins us now. Todd, good to have you on the program.
Likewise, thanks for having me on the show.
Mate, a brand new team, well, when I say a brand new team, as far as supercars is concerned, but last year, a big year for you, winning the Dunlop Super Series with Matt Stone Racing, but in a very, very different car to what you're in this year.
Yeah, that's correct. It's a massive year for us, and now joining together as a team, it's my fifth year in partnership with this group, and you know, to have that continuation going into the main Supercars Championship in 2018 is really exciting. And, you know, coming off the back of a, you know, stellar year last year, winning the Dunlop Super 2 title and, you know, getting some breakthrough wins and, you know, basically clean sweep in the year, there was no better time to step up as a team and myself and make this next chapter become real.
I was just reading your profile before I called you, and the thing that got me into touring cars back, and I've always been a rev head, but at a very, very young age, one of my cousins took me out to Oran Park, and there was this blue XD Falcon racing around with a number 17 on it. And I thought, that's the car I'm going to follow for the rest of my time following racing. And I've been a big fan of Dick Johnson ever since. He was your hero growing up too.
Yeah, that's correct. I was a massive DJR fan. And to be honest, it's quite coincidental that we're now driving a DJR Team Penske Falcon. So it's funny how if you dream about something, how it can become reality, you know, further years down the track. So yeah, it's, you know, very much I was one of Ford supporter growing up as a kid, but, you know, certainly idolised anyone that's successful in this industry, that's for sure.
Speaking of the connection with DJR, of course, Matt Stone Racing, Matt's dad and his uncle are very, very both instrumental in DJR in some of its most successful periods too.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so Jimmy and Ross were both working with the team in the 90s, I believe, and had some great success getting Sandown and Bathurst wins, so they're very much part of the family, I suppose, back in those years. And, you know, now to be essentially working, you know, across the street from each other is really cool.
Now, you're only a young bloke. This is your first year in the big leagues. Last year, you talk about Sandown, a massive shunt. How do you come back from that?
Look, you just got to get on the horse and have another go. It's as simple as that. You know, unfortunately, in motorsport or any sport, you know, you're going to have your ups and downs. And, you know, that was certainly was a low part of my career. And, you know, I was just fortunate to walk away from it. And, you know, secondly, probably more fortunate that I was able to jump into another race car so quickly and, you know, help. I think that really helped me move on without it, you know, damaging me mentally. And, you know, I was able to get on with the job and just put it behind me and press on.
Tell us about the step up from the Dunlop series to the Supercars series. What was the biggest challenge for you and what was the biggest learning curve for you?
I definitely think the intensity of this championship is just like no other. You can't really put into words of how close this title is. And, you know, you only have to look at qualifying, how close the field is separated by. You know, we're talking, you know, not even just tenths of a second, you know, thousands of a second separating the top 10 at some instances. So, you know, to be a part of that elite group is really special. You know, essentially it's the toughest touring car championship in the world. And to be one of those 26 drivers is an absolute privilege.
This year, the Holdens, in the first race anyway, seem to have the edge over the Fords. Being in a Ford team, what do you have to do to get up there with them?
Oh, look, we just have to work harder behind the scenes, and we've certainly been doing that. We had for our first event at Adelaide, it was tough, but it was certainly expected, you know, being our first time as a team and a driver in that main championship. But, you know, it's as simple as that. You know, you only get what you put in, and, you know, we're just working tremendously hard behind the scenes to try and take it to, you know, all the teams out there. You know, all the teams have got really good equipment. And as I said before, the field is separated by nothing at the moment. So, you know, the Holdens might have a slight advantage, but they may not at the next event. So time will tell. And, yeah, looking forward to seeing how we go.
Talk us through your first race. You're an Adelaide boy originally, racing around in front of your home crowd for the first time out. Must have been a pretty exciting event.
To be honest, it was the dream come true for me. I was a spectator as a kid. Growing up at the Adelaide 500, which was the Kutsal 500 back in the day, and you know, to then be on the grid racing in the main stage was quite surreal. And you know, I still pinch myself now thinking that I've actually achieved what I've been working towards my whole career.
And next hit out's at the Grand Prix, and for the first time, it's actually a championship round. Pretty exciting to be racing with alongside the very, very best in the world in Formula One.
yeah, it's fantastic to showcase our championship in front of the world's best. And, you know, the fact that we're racing for championship points this year probably doesn't mean a lot of much different, because I think the drivers always push pretty hard. You know, once the helmet's on and the gloves are on, the red mist comes out and it's all on. So it's going to be, you know, the vital is going to be on like always. And, you know, it'd be my first time actually racing around the Grand Prix circuit. So I've got a lot to learn, but, yeah, looking forward to seeing how we go.
Now, I know that Lewis Hamilton's a bit of a hero of yours. What do you say to him if you get to meet him in the pits?
Oh, I think I'd be starstruck, to be honest. But I'd love to have 5 minutes just to pick his brain and understand what he does and, you know, how he goes about his business, because obviously he's the... you know, arguably one of the world's best drivers I've ever seen. And, it'd be an honour to meet him.
Todd, no question that you're the future of supercars. You've got a very, very level head on your shoulders. You're with a great team with a great pedigree behind it. And I'm sure you're going to do very, very well. And really look forward to watching you throughout the course of the season.
Thank you very much. Hope you have something good to watch next weekend. So thank you very much.
Good on you, Todd. Well, I'm sure we'll speak to you again. That's Todd Hazelwood from the Matt Stone Racing Team, or Big Mate Racing. You'll see him racing around Albert Park when the Grand Prix, or when the V8 supercars hit the Grand Prix track at the next round. And, of course, we'll every Thursday be catching up with one of the characters of the Virgin Australia Supercars Championship here on Australia by Night with Stephen Senatiempo.